Chamishi. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Vel b'nei Yisrael toimar, and to the b'nei Yisrael you shall say, punishments on the Azores, on the Lavim mentioned in Parshas Achrei Mos. The Pasuk says, Ve'el, with a Vav Achibur, connecting this Pasuk to the Parsha before. Which Parsha is it connected to? To the end of Parshas Achrei Mos, where over there the Torah lists all the Arayas, and the Torah only says, Lavim. But it does not say the punishments. Over here, the Torah is telling us, Vel b'nei Yisrael toimar, and to the b'nei Yisrael, you shall say the punishments on those averis. Ish ish mi b'nei Yisrael, any person from the children of Yisrael, umin ager hagar b'Yisrael, or from a ger that will live in Yisrael, asher yitein mizarei l'molech, if he will give from his children for the avodah zarah molech, mois yumas, he shall be put to death by Bezdin, he shall be stoned, Am ha'oretz yigamu va'oven. The people of the land will stone him. Which means, if Bezdin cannot enforce the skila, the stoning by themselves, so then Am ha'oretz, the people of the land, will assist in giving this person skila. What does it mean by Am ha'oretz? Rashi says, Tupshatim. Either it means Am, the nation, Shebeginoi nevras ha'oretz, that the world was created because of them. So according to this pshat, Oretz is referring to the world, or Am Oretz means Am Shasidim Leiresh as Oretz, the nation that in the future will inherit Eretz Yisrael. According to this second pshat, Oretz means Eretz Yisrael. But according to both pshatim, Am Oretz is referring to Klal Yisrael, and the pasuk is saying that if Bezdin cannot enforce the skila, then the rest of Klal Yisrael will assist Bezdin in giving them skila. And I will turn all my attention to this person, to give him chorus, because from his children he has given them over to the Avodah Zarah Moilach. Why do we need these extra words, Ki Mizarei Nosan LaMoilech, after the Pasuk said in Pasuk Beis, Asher Yitein Mizarei LaMoilech? Rashi tells us, because the Pasuk in Dvarim says, Mavir Benoi Ubita Bo'esh, that by the Avodah Zarah Moilech, he passes his son and his daughter through the fire. I might think it's only by a son and daughter. How do I know that the Isser also applies to grandchildren? Therefore the Pasuk says, the extra words, Ki Mizarei Nosan LaMoilech. Then Rashi tells us, how do I know Zera Apostle? If somebody has children through a forbidden and prohibited union, then these children are also included in the Isser, for example, a Mamzer. Therefore, if you look at Pasuk Dalet, there are extra words over there, Besitoi Mizaroi LaMoilech. Those extra words teach us also Zera Apostle is Aser. So the Pasuk is saying, not only your son and daughter, but even your grandchildren, and even Zera Apostle are all included in this Isser. L'chaira, we can ask a stira, a contradiction between Pasuk Gimel and Pasuk Beis. In Pasuk Gimel, the Torah says that one who worships Moilech receives Karis. And in Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk says, Mois Yumas, that he gets Misas Bezdin Skila. Rashi answers this at the end of the Parsha with a klal, a rule, that whenever the Torah says both Karis and Misas Bezdin, it depends what the situation was. If there were Edim and Hasra, witnesses, and a warning, then he receives Misas Bezdin. But if there were Edim, but there wasn't any Hasra, any warning, then there is only Kares. So when the Pasuk says in Pasuk Beis, Mois Yumas, Misas Bezdin, it is referring to Edim and Hasra, and Pasuk Gimel, that says Kares, is referring to Edim without Hasra. And the Pasuk continues, that if one worships the Moilech, Leman Tamei Es Mikdashi, he will make Tamei that which is holy to me, which is referring to Klal Yisrael, Ulechalel Eshem Kochi, and he will desecrate my holy name. Vimhalim Yalimu Amo Oretz Esei Neem Mino Ishahu, and if the people of the land will turn their eyes away from this person and not kill him, Besita Mizarei LaMoilech, when his children are given over to the Moilech, Levilti Homisaisai, the people of the land will not kill him. So the people won't do it, and Bezdin won't do it. Then, Vesamti ani esponei ba'ishahu, I will turn my attention to this person, uve mishpachtoi, and to his family, v'chrati oisoi, and I will cut him off, he will receive karis, v'eiz kol hazoinim acharov, and also anybody who will go astray after him, liznois acharei ha'moilech, to go astray after the avodah zarah ha'moilech, mikerev amal, amongst their nation. And Rashi points out that the Pasuk says over here that not only is the person that worships Moilech punished, but also Uve Mishpachto, his family. What did his family do? Rashi says, Because just like a moichis, a tax collector, who cheats and collects taxes from some people and not others, we say that his whole family is held responsible because they cover for him. So too over here, the person who worships the moilech, his whole family is held responsible and guilty because they are involved in him worshiping the moilech. But the pasuk says, since they did not actually worship the moilech, they will not get kares. They will only receive yisurim, suffering. That's why the pasuk says, v'chrati oisai, he will get kares, but not his family. Rashi also tells us that the words at the end of the pasuk, liznois acharei hamoilech, are superfluous. They are not necessary in the pasuk because we know we are referring to somebody who worships the moilech. What do we do with these extra words? Rashi says, it comes to teach us that if one worships a different avodah zarah, the same way that one would worship moilech, if he goes to another avodah zarah and makes his son and daughter pass through two bonfires in front of this other avodah zarah, the halacha is that he is also chayiv kares. And this we learn out of the extra words, liznois acharei hamoilech. If one worships another avodah zarah the way one would worship moilech, he is also chayiv kares. And the pasuk continues, "Ve'hanefesh asher tifne ela oivos ve'la yidoinim," and a soul that will turn to the oivos and yidoinim, as mentioned earlier, bal oiv is somebody who raises the souls of the dead and causes them to speak from under his armpit. Bal yidoini is one who takes a bone from the chaya called yodua and places it in his mouth, and the bone speaks. If he does any of these liznois achareim, to go astray after them, v'nosati es ponei banefshahi, and I will turn all my attention to this person, v'chrati oisoi mikerev amoi, to give him kares. V'iskadishtem, you shall be holy. By separating yourself from avodah zarah, v'yisem kadoshim, and you will become holy, ki ani Hashem aleikechem, because I am Hashem, your God. Meshech Chochma points out that there are three averis in which the Torah says, "V'nosati es ponai banefeshahu," that I will turn all my attention to punish this person. The avera of one who eats dam in Parshas Achrei Mois, Perik Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud. Over there it says, "V'nosati ponai banefeshu echelas es adam." Over here, by the parsha of Moilech, it says also, "V'samti ani es ponai ba'ishahu," and also in Pasuk Vav, by the avera of oivos and yedoinim, it also says, "V'nosati es ponai banefeshahu." What is so special and so different about these averas that the Torah says, I will turn all my attention to punish these people? Meshech Chochma answers that concerning other averas, we can say that a person has a taiva, a desire to do the averas, and it was hard for him to stay away from being over these averas. But concerning these three averas, there is no taiva. A person does not have a desire to eat blood. It is disgusting to him. A person does not have a desire to make his children walk through a bonfire, which according to some shittas, the ben and bas, the son and daughter, actually get killed when they walk through this bonfire for moilech. And a person also does not have a desire to bring up the dead. So these averis are not averis that are done because of a taiva, but rather lahachis, just to anger Hashem. And therefore Hashem says that I will turn away from all other concerns, and I will put my attention to this person in order to punish him. And the Meshech Chochma adds that we find by these three averis that the Torah writes an expression of v'chrati oisoi, I will cut them off, as opposed to other averis where it just says v'nichras, and they will become cut off, because Hashem himself will cut them off, because they are doing averis that are lahachis, to anger Hashem. So Rashi Pasuk Beis, Vel b'nei Yisrael toimar, to the b'nei Yisrael you shall say onshim al azores, punishments on the lavim mentioned earlier in Parashas Achrei Mois. Mois yumas, one who worships moilech shall be put to death bebezdin. Vim ein koech lebezdin, if bezdin does not have the power to kill him, amaoritz misayin oisoi, the people of the land, the Klal Yisrael, will assist in killing this person. Am ha'oritz, am shebegino nevrasa oritz. Rashi's first pshat is, the nation, Klal Yisrael, that because of them, the whole world was created. According to this, oritz means the world. Dava acher, am shasidin leireshes ha'oritz, the nation that in the future will inherit Eretz Yisrael, al yidei mitzvahs halolu, through these mitzvahs. According to this pshat, oritz means Eretz Yisrael. Etenes ponai, p'nai shali, all my attention, I will turn away from all my concerns, the Oisik boy, and deal with this person. Boish, the Pasuk says that this person will get Kares, Zagrashi v'loy b'tzibur, but not the congregation. She'ein kol ha'tzibur nechrosin, because the whole tzibur together, if they are over in Avera, they will not all get kares together. That's why the pasuk says, bo ishahu, only individuals receive kares, but not the whole tzibur. So Rashi ki mizaroi nosan la'moilech. These words are extra. Lefish she'nemar, since the pasuk says in Sefer Devarim, ma'avir b'noi ubitoi ba'esh, the iser of moilech is one who passes his son or his daughter through the bonfires, ben b'noi, his son's son, uben b'itoi, or his daughter's son, minayin. How do we know that they are included in this iser? Talmud loymar, therefore the pasuk says these extra words, ki mizaroi nosan la'moilech, to tell you, even grandchildren, zera posel minayin, how do we know zera posel, which are children that were conceived through a prohibited union? Talmud loymar, the pasuk says in pasuk dalet, b'sitoi mizaroi la'moilech, from these extra words we learn also zera posel. L'man tamei es mikdoshai, because you will be metamei that which is holy to me, as Knesset Yisrael shemekudeshesli, Klal Yisrael which is holy to me. Rashi is telling us that the word Mikdashi in the pasuk is not referring to the Beis HaMikdash. By worshipping Moilech, you are not being metame the Beis HaMikdash, but rather that which is holy to me, referring to Klal Yisrael. So Rashi Koloshin, it is similar to the language in Parashas Emor, where the pasuk says, V'lo yechal es mikdoshai, you shall not desecrate that which is holy to me. Over there also, the pasuk is not referring to the Beis HaMikdash, but rather, if a kohen does the avodah when he has a mum, a blemish, he will be mechalel and desecrate the karbonos which are holy to me. V'lo yechal es mikdashai, you shall not be mechalel the karbonos which are holy to me. So over there also, mikdashai is not referring to the Beis HaMikdash. V'mhalim yalimu, if they will turn their eyes away and not punish this person. Rashi is bothered by the double lashon halim yalimu, im halimu b'davar echon. If they turn away concerning one thing, seif she'alimu b'davarim harbe. At the end, they will turn away to many things. Im halimu Sanhedrin tano. If they turn away with a smaller Sanhedrin of 23, seif she'alimu Sanhedrin gedola. At the end, they will also turn away and not punish with a Sanhedrin gedola of 71. So Rashi over mishpachtoi, his family will also get punished. Amar Rav Shimon, v'chimishpacha ma'achoto, what did his family do wrong? El lamedcha, to teach you. She'ein lecha mishpacha, there is no family, she'esh b'moiches, who has in the family a tax collector who is stealing. She'ein kula mukhasim, they are all considered ganavim also. She'kula mechapim alav, because they all cover for him. So too over here, the one who deans avodah zarah of moilech, not only is he found guilty, but also the whole family. V'chrati oisai, loma nemar, why does it say v'chrati oisai? L'fisha nemar uv'mishpachtoi, since the pasuk says that his whole family is guilty, yochal yiu kol ha'mishpacha b'koris. I might think the whole family receives koris. Talmud loymar, therefore the pasuk says, v'chrati oisai, him. Oisai be chorus, the person that worships Moilech gets chorus. V'loi kol ha'mishpacha be chorus, but the whole family does not receive chorus. Elo be yisurim, only they will suffer. Zok Rashi liznois achorei ha'moilech. Why do we need these extra words? L'rabbi is to include shar oivdei elilim, other avodah zarah she'ovda b'kach, that were worshipped in the same way that one worships Moilech. Tafilu ein zu avodaso, even though this is not the way to worship this avodah zarah, the halacha is, one who worships these avodah zarah in this way, he is chayev koris. V'skadishtem, and you shall make yourself holy, zu prishis avodah zarah, by separating yourself from avodah zarah.